that just one third and one final la'ara, that is the Marsha. In his Chidushi HaGadis, right here on our Gemara, so he too discusses, like all the Mefarshim do, Birchas Eirusin, and he discusses Birchas Chasanin, and he specifically discusses the conclusion of the Bracha, and that is Mekadesh Ama Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah B'Kedushin. So the Marsha says, what's this Lashon of Mekadesh Ama Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah B'Kedushin? Mekadesh Ama Yisrael, every mitzvah is associated with Kedusha. That's the way you make a Berchus HaMitzvahs. But it sounds like here there's a special Dogush, Mekadesh Ami Yisrael Al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedusha. He says, what's the Inyan? So he says, Pashup Shad is, based on the Rashi that we mentioned earlier, Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, where Rashi says, Kedoshim Tiyu, that whatever you find the Inyan of Kedusha, what it means is, Hevi Prushim in Arayas. That's always the gather of Kedusha. So says the Marsha, that being that the whole Toichen of the bracha is va'asalanu asaroyos, va'asalanu asuros lanu, ve'hitalanu hanesuos dafka idei chuppah v'kedushin. So we're dealing over here with the inyan of arayos, which is an inyan of kedusha. So Dr. Marsha, that's the pashup shat. That's why we mention specifically the idea of mekadesh am yisrael idei chuppah v'kedushin. But the Marsha says inami yesh lefarish. Maybe you could say a different shat. And that is, it's mavur in many places in Chazal. It says the Marsha, that Dimyon Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Ki'isha L'Bailo. It's like the relationship between a woman and her husband. Says the Marsha, Odover Nifla. He says that if the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the relationship between an Isha and her husband, we know Ishas happens in two phases. So that would mean then that the Ishas between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu would have also happened in two phases. There has to be an Erusin and there has to be a Nesuin. Says the Marsha there is. And the Makar to this is the Mishnah and the very, very end of Masechtas Tainis. The Mishnah says, V'cheinu oimer, tse'enu urena b'nois tziyoin, b'melech shloime b'atarish itroloi imoi, b'yoin chasu nasoi, u'b'yoin simchas liboi. Says the Mishnah, b'yoin chasu nasoi ze matan toiro, u'b'yoin simchas liboi ze binyin beis amikdosh, she'yibone b'mheiru b'yameinu. Says the Marsha, the Yom Chasu Nasai was Matan Torah. And then after the Yom Chasu Nasai, there was a Yom Simchas Liboy, and that's referring to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Marsha says that really they're both Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. Matan Torah was the Chasana. It was the Chasana between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it was the first phase. It was the Erusin phase. But then afterwards, there was a Yom Simchas Liboy. Yom Simchas Liboy is at Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Nesuin. So says the Marsha that when we say Mikadesh Am Yisrael La'idei Chuppah V'Kedushin, we mean Tarti B'Mashma. You're sitting by a chasin and there's a chasin and a kala that underneath the chuppah, and they're about to be Mekayim the mitzvah, a mitzvah that involves Kedushim Tiyu. So we mentioned this is a perfect time to say it's a Birchas Shevach Shivdilonu Min Ha'amim. Says the Rosh Mikadesh Am Yisrael La'idei Chuppah V'Kedushin. Abba Zokta Marsha, there's also a Pnimius. The Pnimius is Mikadesh Am Yisrael La'idei Chuppah V'Kedushin. The Klal Yisrael as a nation, we're Niskadesh. We became the Isha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Baal. We have a Zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it happened in two phases, and that Zivug gave us Kedusha. There were two events of incredible Kedusha that solidified our relationship with Hashem. What were those two events? B'yoyim chasu nasa zumatan Torah, u'b'yoyim simchas liboy zubinyin be'saylam. And that's the Tam Pnimi in Mekadesh Am Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. The Klal Yisrael was Niskadesh through these two monumental events, Matan Torah and Binyan Beis Ha'olamim, and that's the Mekadesh Am Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. The truth is, this Marsha is also Mavur in the Klei Yakar. It's a beautiful Klei Yakar. It's in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar, Ayin Sham. There's a whole bunch of really, really nice things there. But just because it's late, one excerpt. The Klei Yakar says, V'hine motzinu l'razal. We find Chazal, Shem Shivu Zivug Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'zivug Kalo V'chason, B'shnei Zman. The Klei Yakar says, I found two places where Chazal went out of their way to describe the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the zivug between a kala and a chasen. Ha'echa, the one, is b'shas matan Torah. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayitein el Moshe kechaloisoi. So to Rashi in Chumash, it says kechaloisoi. It's written chaser, as if it would say the word kala. Shenimsera hatoyra kekala. The Torah was given like a kala mikushetes be'etzim barbas farm. The kalas used to wear 24 articles of jewelry, and the Torah is made up of 24 svarim. But the Torah uses the word kala by matan Torah. Vayitein al Moshe kechaloisoi. Hasheni b'yoyim chanukas hamishkan. Shenemar it's a pasuk in Parshas Nosai. Vayehi b'yoyim kalois Moshe lahakim. And Rashi there too says, "B'yoyim shahukam amishkan nimtzru Yisrael haKadosh Baruch Hu kinkala luchasim." Says the Klei Yochar, it's mavur that there were two zmanim where Klal Yisrael went into a sivuk. They literally married haKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, how do you marry someone twice? Shma mina, says the Klei Yochar, shematan Torah whose man ha'irisin. V'yoyim hukam amishkan whose man ha'nesuin. It must be that two different zmanim and two different kufas of marriage. And the first tkufa, the Yom Chasun Osoi, Zumat and Torah, that's the Erisin. And that's the Vayitein al Moshe Kechaloisoi. And then the second man, which is Binyan Beis Olamim, that's Ubiyom Simchas Liboy, that's Vayibayom Kalois Moshe Lachim. That's the second time the Torah mentions the word Kala. But the Marsha and the Klei Yochar, two Kadmoinim Shebe Kadmoinim, Nischavnu Lodover Echad. And that is that Klal Yisrael is Nimsho Takadosh Baruch Hu Kin Isha Labayla. That means there's a zivug between us as a nation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ishus happens in two phases. Our Ishus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened in two phases as well. What were the two chasanas? One was Matan Torah, and the other one was Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara, the Mishnah, the end of Tainus Chavava and Beis, B'yom Chasunasai, U'B'yom Simchas Libai. And that's the two times where you find the word Kala mentioned in the Torah. Vayitin al-Moshe kechaloisai. And then again, Vayihi B'yom kalois Moshe lahakam. Why do you mention this concept of Kala twice? The reason we mentioned this concept of Kala twice is because once is Erisin, and the other one is Nesuin. So I saw Dover Nifla in the Drosh's Beis Yishai from Rav Shlomo Fisher. So this is in his Drosh's of Bein HaMitzarim. It's Dover Be'itai. It's from Simon Yud Beis. It's in the footnotes. Some of the best Chayra in the Drosh's Beis Yishai are in the footnotes. It's a very, very long footnote. And it's Siv Katan Dalet. So Teich Dvarav, he talks about this Inyan, that HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael were Kekala, were Chosen, and this idea that if Ishus always happens with Erisin and Nesuin, so we must have this same exact relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, there's a little bit of a discussion that in the morning when we say Ahava Rabba, or when we say Ahava Soilon, so what's the right Nusach? You're supposed to say Ahava Rabba Haftanu Hashem Elokeinu Chemlu Gedoylu V'Seiru Chamal Toleinu, or is in Ahava Soilon. So it's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Some Tanon held you're supposed to say Ahava Soilon. There were others that held you're supposed to say Ahava Rabba. So it's the top Toysus in Brachos Yud Aleph on the base. So Toysus Hilkoch, because there was a Shaila in the Gemara, what you're supposed to say, Tokinu Loimar, Chazal were Mesakein, that Peshachris, in the morning you say Ahava Rabba, Uba'arvis, and then in the evening you say Ahava Soilon. Because it's a tzafik, so we yaitse both. In the morning we say Ahava Rabba, and in the evening we say Ahava Soilon. So this is in the middle of a drosha, a long footnote. But he says that Yesh Loimar, these two bechinas of Ahava between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected the two phases. It's connected the Yom Chasun Asai and the Yom Simchas Liboy. This Ishus is made up of two components of Erisin and Nesuin. Our Ishus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Marshan, the Klei Yochar said, is also made up of Erisin and Nesuin, which means there's the Ahava of the Erisin and then there's the Ahava of the Nesuin. First comes Erisin, then comes Nesuin. Every morning we say Ahava Rabba. The Ahava that an Arus has with an Arusa, that Ahava is Ahava Rabba. Qualitatively, it's such a festa Ahava. It's mamish kicholas Ahava. Every chas and kala, that's the way they start their marriage. They start with a blitz of an incredible Ahava. It's an Ahava Rabba. But then as life goes on, it transfers, it converts from being this Ahava Rabba to Ahava Soilon. It becomes a deeper, it becomes a richer Ahava. But it's not that Ahava Rabba. It's a more sustainable Ahava. But it's an Ahava Soilom. In the morning we say Ahava Rabba. That's connected the first Ahava. That's the Erisin. That's the connected the Yoim Chasu Nosai. That's connected the first time it says Kalu in the Torah. That's connected Matan Torah. But that Ahava, as eventually became the Ahava of Nisuin. Nisuin, which would be the Ahavas Oivon. And connected these two Ahavas, which really correspond to the two Zivugim and the two Snifim of this Ishus that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Ahava Rabbah, and we say Ahavas Oivon. He goes into a deeper explanation why in the morning it's Ahava Rabbah, and why in the evening it's Ahavas Oivon. Ayin Shom, Dvorim Niflaim Adla Ma'oi. But this is the Toichen, that really our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the relationship of an ish ve'isha. It's ke'isha shahalach bailo b'medina sayam, like we spoke about in the end of Masechtas Yevamos. And every ishness is really made up of two components. It's made up of an erisin, and it's made up of an nesuin. And our ishness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made up of erisin and nesuin as well. The erisin is matan Torah, and the nesuin is binyan beis olam. I was thinking, it's kemat erev shavasa b'tamuz. It's certainly erev bein ha-mitzarim. Just to appreciate a little bit what it means, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, what it means that we don't have the Beis Solomon. What it means is that the Nesuin, on some level, is Chaser. It's not the same Nesuin. Binya Beis HaLamin was the Nesuin. That's the Chuppah. And if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, that means the Chuppah was destroyed. That means on some level, there's a Chasaron in our Nesuin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always speak out from the Goyin, and the Mashah says it as well, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, not only did we lose the Amud of Avodah, but we lost the Amud of Torah as well. Malka v'Sareh b'Goyim ain't Torah. It's a pasuk in the beginning of Eichel. Then when Malka v'Sareh went b'Goyim, they went into Golis, ain't Torah, we lost Torah as well. And the Goyin said, that's why we say, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash b'mheiru b'yameinu, v'snein chalkeinu b'Torah secha, because until the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, we're always going to be in a matzib, a Malka v'Sareh b'Goyim ain't Torah. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, not only is there a pagam in the Nisuin, not only is there a pagam in the B'yom Simchas Liboy, which is Binyan Beis Olamim, but there's a pagam in Matan Torah as well. There's a pagam in the B'yom Chasunasei Zu Matan Torah, because it's chaser not only in the Amud of Avodah, which is the Chuppah, but it's also chaser in the Amud of Torah, because Malka V'Sareh B'Goyim Ein Torah. But one thing is clear, and that is that even though it's true, there's a pagam in the Nisuin, and even though it's true, there's a pagam in the Erisin, and that's what we mourn during the 3 weeks, and that's what we mourn at Shavuot Batamas and Tisha B'Av. We're mourning not just the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're mourning the fact that we don't have that relationship. Because our Yishuas, our Zivug, the Marsha, and the Kleyoka, Shneim Nischavnu L'Dover Echad, it's predicated on Matan Torah, and it's predicated on the Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's Chaser in the Chuppah, it's Chaser in the Nesuin. And if we don't have the Torah, because Malkav Zareb HaGoyim ain't Torah, so it's Chaser on some level, that means it's Chaser in the Erisin as well. So the whole zivug, the whole ishus, the whole relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level is chaser. But at the same time, it's only hoysa ke'almana. And we have to remember that it's ke'almana. It's ke'isha shahalach bailo l'medina sayam. But the ahava rabba and the ahava soilam is there. And that's why we could say, oyev am Yisrael be ahava, not ohav in the past tense. And we're hoping one day to regain that the ahava is there. The ahava doesn't go anywhere. But the Nesuin and the Erisin, that's Chaser. And in fact, that is what we mourn. That's what we mourn when it comes to the 3 weeks. The Navi Yeshaya says, that there's going to be a day where not only is the Erisin and the Nesuin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again going to be B'Shleimos, but it's going to be Ve'irastich Li Lo'olam. Ve'irastich is a Lashon of Erisin. A B'Lo'olam, that's a Havas Olam. That's Nesuin. And really what Yeshaya Navi is saying is that a time is going to come where the relationship between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be such that it's going to be a Havas Olam, but the Havas Olam is going to be an Havas Olam of a Hava Rabba. It's going to be a Ve'irastich Li Lo'olam. It's going to be a Hava Rabba that's going to be an Havas Olam. Now in the morning we say a Hava Rabba, says Tosfos, and in the evening we say a Havas Olam. It's two different phases. It's two different inyanim. Erisin L'chud V'Nesuin L'chud. But the Bracha and the Avtacha is that one day, B'Karev Yameinu, we should be Zoicha to Ve'irastich Li Lo'olam. We should be Zoicha to the Hava Rabba B'Shleimus. That's also going to be an Havas Olam.